WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to theref.com presents the Central Football Show featuring comments from head coach Brandon Artis. This show is brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award War Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Okerski. It's week 5 of the Central Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. And it is an exciting week 5 because we just heard the Rights Football Show with Corey Brunson and the Panthers getting ready to play Central. Well, now let's talk about the Bears' angle of that game on Friday night. It's Rights versus Central. We're going to talk about that with the head coach, Brandon Artis. We're also going to hear from Devin Stewart, the receiver and corner as a junior for the Bears. How is he getting ready, staying ready to play both ways, and especially in the bowl, hostile environment on Friday, trying to pull off the upset against the 4-0 Wrights Panthers. We're also going to put a bow on the last game for Central against Vincennes on Friday, a 40-7 loss. So how do the Bears try to bounce back off of that one? We're all going to find out thanks to our sponsors, ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman, the agent, Gary's Body Shop, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, and Award World Trophies. We'll take a step aside. Head coach Brandon Artis will join us on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846. Or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Now is the time to make the change, and Gary's Body Shop has a new career for you. If you're an experienced auto body tech, make the move to Gary's Body Shop. Gary's Body Shop offers competitive pay based on your experience, including paid holidays and a great atmosphere. If you're ready to make the move to Evansville's premier locally owned body shop, get to Gary's. Submit your application in person or online at garysbodyshop2020@gmail.com. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week 5 of the Central Football Show, the head coach, Brandon Artis. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you, coach. Appreciate the time.
No problem at all. Thank you.
All right, putting a bow on last week first against Vincennes, a 40-7 loss. How would you evaluate your guys? You look at the tape and you're able to use the benefit of hindsight and look at those four quarters.
It's one of those things where the score does not tell you how close the game was the entirety of the game. I think that we did not – offense was a little shaky. Brochures went down in the second quarter, so it kind of threw a wrench in our game. We had a couple guys that go down. So offensively, we couldn't get offense going. But, I mean, defensively, we played really well the first half. It just guys got tired and kind of wore down as the game went on, and that, the game got away from us. So just got to figure out how to keep guys healthy, got to figure out how to keep sustaining that momentum, that first quarter and a half, 2 quarters that we play, because every game this season, we play really good football for about a quarter and a half, 2 quarters, and the moment things go bad, we kind of fall apart. So trying to figure out how to move past that.
Again, Brandon Artis, the head coach for Central Football here on WREF, coming off of a loss against Vincennes. Now, you mentioned to Coach, when you lose your quarterback, Hunter Brochures goes down as a sophomore, and yeah, he's still developing, but that's still your quarterback. How did the team respond after the injury and trying to keep that chain moving, so to speak, but without the leader of the offense?
The team, I mean, I think that our response was they were kind of worried a little bit just because he was slow getting up. But then our second-string quarterback, Kano, came in. He hadn't gotten that many reps as of late because he was battling an injury since the Memorial game. He had an ankle sprain, and then he had a knee injury that he's been battling. So it was kind of shaky a little bit just because he didn't get as many reps. But our guys responded. I mean, Kano kind of got the offense moving a little bit. It's just when you game plan with a sport with a certain player for a certain team, and then you don't have some of those guys, it's kind of hard to transition forward. So
again, that's it's not something that you can prepare for. It's not something that you do prepare for, and it's unfortunate. And we're hoping that the best for Hunter going forward. But you know, he's only a sophomore. He has an extremely bright future ahead of him. That's the good news. You talk about the defense, and you mentioned it. Guys get tired in the second half, and Vincennes a really good team, and the score was not indicative of how close the game was. When you look at the tape, What went right on defense? What is a silver lining, especially on the defensive side of the football?
Well, we were in position to make plays, and that's what we preach to our guys. Is just our job as coaches is to get you in position to get ran over, if that makes sense. And we were in position to make plays. I just think that as the game went on, guys were playing both ways, and I know every team deals with the same thing. But when your numbers are low and so it kind of the game gets away from you, if that makes sense. So just trying to preach to our guys and just keep going and keep fighting, and that's where our barrier is right now.
Again, Brandon Artis, the head coach for Central Football here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. The Bears coming off a loss against the Owlses, but they have some opportunities the rest of the year as well, and a big game coming up against Wrights. We'll talk about that later on in the show. We'll take a step aside, hear from Devin Stewart on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000 square foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846. Or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week 5 of the Central Football Show, I'm Brad Klein, filling in for Dan Agurski, Devin Stewart, the receiver and corner for the Bears here on WREF. Hey, Devin, how are we doing?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming on. We're talking to Coach Arndis a moment ago about the Vincennes game, and sure, game didn't go the way you guys wanted to, but the offense showed some flashes. Obviously, Hunter going down, that affected what you guys were doing probably on both sides of the ball, just emotionally and then tactically, certainly on offense. As a receiver, how did the rest of the guys, the rest of the 10 guys on the field and on the sideline respond to Hunter going down?
They felt really bad for him, and as well as they just played their heart out at the end of it. And, he stepped up. They knew that Kano hasn't got many reps, but they understood that he can still come and do that job well. But I really think they just felt like they needed to step up the game as well since they missed the quarterback.
You know, Devin, speaking with Coach Arndis a moment ago as well, he was talking to me about how some guys are a little banged up, but I guess that's a little bit to be expected in a physical sport more than a month into the season at this point, four games in. You're playing both ways. How have you gone about staying ready, getting ready for that role as a corner and as a receiver?
Really just trying hard to practice, getting ready for the game as hard as I can, sweating, getting all, that getting my body ready for it, eating healthy, taking ice baths, really making sure I get the proteins and everything I need to be ready for that game, and drinks lots of water so I don't cramp like we want to do, and as well as just mentally prepared.
You know, Devin, it's one of those things. Mental preparation is something that can't be overstated, especially in a game week like this, getting ready for a team like Wright's in the bowl. And I'd imagine as a player, you're excited to play in an atmosphere like that. I mean, who wouldn't be? But then again, as a player playing against a team like Wright's, who's 4-0, that's a daunting task. What do you have to do in your 111th on both defense and offense? We'll start with defense to get ready and to be effective and to try and pull off the upset on the road on Friday.
Really be a team player, help everyone on our team, and there may be ups and downs, but you just must get past those and get better and better during the game and just fix what you need to do, and as well as just compete. Just really put in effort to everything you do.
Devin, how different is it now than maybe at the beginning of your high school career, Central football and the vibe and the feelings for this team and the buzz after getting that win a couple of weeks ago against Bossy, and maybe the corner starting to be turned a little bit? I feel like you've seen a little bit of everything in your high school career with Central, so you might be a good barometer for how it just feels maybe different. How would you describe that shift between your start of your high school career and now?
The start of my high school career was very laid back. I was very nervous, and I really didn't know what to expect. And our first year was a downer, of course, but I feel like now I really feel like I need to step up and really just focus on it as well and not just be so laid back, really try and actually commit to it.
That's Devin Stewart, the corner and receiver as a junior for Central football, getting ready for an upset bid against Wright's on Friday. Devin, thank you so much for taking the time here on week 5 of the Central football show.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You got it. We take a step aside. Brandon Arndis will tell us what we need to know about the Bears versus Panthers on Friday night in the bowl right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've heard people say,
I've got to get to Gary's.
But why is it important to get to Gary's Body Shop when you need auto body work? Because Gary's Body Shop is locally owned and a proud supporter of our community for more than 25 years. Plus, you'll work directly with the owner. But most of all, because when you go to Gary's, you know the work will be done right the first time, or we'll make it right. So when you need quality body work and collision repair, get to Gary's. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Wrapping up shop here on week 5 of the Central Football Show. The head coach, Brandon Artis. I'm Brad Klein. All right, coach, so got about a week to prepare for this Rights game in the bowl. Always a very tough test when you go there, and the Panthers are 4-0. When you look at the tape and when you talk to other coaches about what Corey Brunson and the Panthers have done through a month in this season, what have you learned and what do you expect to see from Rights on Friday?
I expect them to make plays. Rights, they make a lot of big plays. Their guys step up in moments that he needs them, and they've been successful because of that. I think that that's the difference between them and the teams they played is when it's time, when their number's called, guys make plays. I watched film. Their third-string quarterback was in and still making plays. And so my hat's off to Brunson, Coach Brunson, and what he's doing over there.
You know, you mentioned the third-string quarterback and Ben Davies, the starting quarterback, missed the first two games, and they got a lot of production from their reserve, their wildcat, Jamondre Johnson, and now he's all over the field. He's a runner, he's a thrower, he's a pass catcher. As an opposing head coach, how do you prepare for a Swiss Army knife like Jamondre Johnson?
Honestly, we got to let somebody else beat us. And so a lot of times as a coach, you the guys that are the guys, you game plan so that someone else would have to beat you. And so that's what we have to do. We just got to crowd him. We got to rally and tackle. We got to understand that he's a guy. I know you said a wild card, but he's made some pretty good throws, and he can throw the ball. And so we just got to respect his game and make sure that someone else beats us.
Yeah, the Panthers on offense, again, with Johnson and Davies back, they have some momentum, scoring 28 points in each of the last two games, including a 28-12 win against North on the road last Friday. But their defense seems to really be sticking out, only allowed the two touchdowns against the Huskies, and they've been really strong. Will Friday there, getting the fumble recovery last week as well. So when you look at that side of the football with what Rice does defensively, how are you and the rest of the Bears staff preparing your offense?
We got to prepare knowing that their guys are going to make plays, their defense fly around.
Sure.
But we also got to use that to our advantage as well. Go some misdirection, throw where they leave, those kind of things, some RPO stuff. They're a really good defense. They're a strong defense. I think that's the strongest part of their team this year. I know last year their offense was dynamic. I think that this year, I'm not saying they have better defensive players, but I feel like this group is playing together differently. And, man, they fly around, and I respect and appreciate what he has going on over there.
You know, Coach, you're still building this program for Central, and obviously with the win from earlier in the season against Bossy, you have some momentum here that Central football fans haven't really felt in a little bit of time, since 2021. So now you have this huge hoping to show people who are still maybe a little bit up in the air, maybe not even 100% sold on Central being back.
I just would tell them that it just takes time, brick by brick. We went years without winning, and we got that first one. But people have to understand, to reframe the mind, it takes the time, right? It's not going to happen overnight. I think that we got to, we just got to keep building and keep chugging away, and the message is the same. It's always going to be the same. Because our guys, even though we won against Bossy, we still don't know how to win. We still don't know how to fight through adversity. We still struggle in that aspect, right? And so, we just got to keep chucking away at that stuff.
That's Brandon Artis, the head coach for Central Football on Week 5 of the Central Football Show here on WREF. Coach, really appreciate the time. Good luck in this week of practice. Stay healthy, and good luck on Friday in the bowl.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You got it. You've been listening to Week 5 of the Central Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call. You have been listening to the Central Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award Road Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Central Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.